Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore many different aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. I recently spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra. I've also had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5, 43 years now, and I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and been in hospital about 40 times. I am also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, T-A-L-L.com. My guest today, all the way from Ireland, is Charles Plunkett. Charles will be one of the hosts for the Napoleon Hill Foundation Leader Certification trip to Belle Isle, Northern Ireland, in late October. Charles was born in Dublin. In 1970, he was appointed agent to the Duke of Westminster at Ely Lodge in County Fermanagh, and he bought a house called Kilrea in 1972 and qualified as a chartered land agent in 1974. Following the death of the Duke, Charles continued to look after his widow, Viola Dowager, Duchess of Westminster, until she was killed in a car accident in 1987. And it was then that Charles discovered that she had left him her house in her will and 120 acres. On taking up residence, Charles built 10 wooden chalets and became involved in tourism. And he eventually sold the estate and holiday enterprise in 1994, and he moved to Belle Isle with his wife Fiona and his 2 girls, Emily and Olivia. And Belle Isle, where we'll be staying for the trip, is a 17th century castle on 470 acres in Northern Ireland. The actual house was started in 1690 and built as a sporting lodge. And it wasn't until the following century that the owners resided on the island and renamed it Belle Isle. And we'll be staying there for the leader certification trip. And Judy Williamson, the director of the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center, assures me this trip will be the best that the foundation has ever had. Welcome to the show today, Charles.
Thanks, Tom.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to meeting you and to going to Belle Isle, because Judy is really saying this is going to be an incredible trip. And I understand you got to meet Judy and Pat Andrietta and my friend John Keane recently as part of a mastermind group that you guys are putting together to make this an amazing trip.
Yes, indeed. We had Judy and Pat here to stay, and together we worked out a program. Then after that, we had John Keane come and stay for a night, and a lovely, lovely man. And he went and did a recce of all the places that you plan to visit. And he's very, very pleased and very excited about the tour, as indeed we all are.
And I understand that area is just an incredibly beautiful area. What are some of the things that we're going to see while we're there?
Well, first of all, you're going to be on an island.
Oh.
You get over to the island on a bridge.
Yeah.
And the island is about 270 acres, and the castle is in the middle of the island. And we have a courtyard apartments and 3 cottages, and the group are going to take over the whole estate. So it's going to be exciting. There's lots and lots of things to do. It's a working estate. There's a farm on it. We have calves and dry cows. We have woodlands and walks all around the lake. It's just a magical, magical place. And actually, at the moment, today, it's been the most beautiful day, spring day, really hot, and we have people staying next door, and I've just taken them out on the boat, Trasna, that we have here.
Yes.
And it was a magical cruise.
Wow. Wow. It sounds like it's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful place for us to learn.
Absolutely. It's quiet. Being on an island, on Loch Earn, it's a quiet, very, very special place. And you'll all, everyone who comes and stays, will get that feeling, as Judy and Pat did. You get that very special feeling at Belisle, and we're determined to make a great success of it and make it a memorable visit for everyone who comes.
And I've been, this will be my third year in a row to Ireland, and Judy has not raved about a trip like she has about this one. So I am really anxious to see what she's so excited about. Now, Judy told me that you immediately volunteered to help with the labyrinth location and construction, and this was exciting to her because most places put up barriers, whereas you guys have just been so open to welcome us and to help us however we can. And
it's quite interesting, this one, because, as you know, the owners of Belle Isle, I look after it, I manage it for the Duke and Duchess of Abercorn. And the Duchess of Abercorn, Sasha, is of Russian extraction and is related to Pushkin and is of royal Russian blood. And she started the Pushkin Prizes in Ireland, which is a literary prize for school children all over the whole of Ireland.
Wow.
And it's a most wonderful foundation that she has started. And one of the things she does do is, and is very interested in, is in the meditation side of life and the well-being side of life. And they formed a labyrinth, most lovely labyrinth, at a very small one, at Barons Court. So I know she'd be very, very keen and happy to have one here. And I've seen several, and I've marked out a place for it. And it's going to be, a permanent site that we can make. And I want to talk to the person who's going to make it. I've got ideas of how we could make it a permanent site.
Wow.
And have a labyrinth at Belle Isle, which I think is great.
It's an amazing idea. I've done about five labyrinth walks now, and they're so peaceful. You get such amazing thoughts. You're outside, so it's beautiful.
Yes.
And so that would be amazing. That's Chino that works with Judy that does the labyrinth, and he'll love to work with you because that is a big experience for people attending the trip.
Exactly. And the other thing is, because of obviously, Fermanagh can be a little wet at times.
Yes.
We've chosen a site that will be nice and dry.
Perfect. One year we had to have it indoors because it was so wet. The year we were staying at Adair Manor.
No, this I can guarantee that you that there'll be no mud.
Wow, fantastic. Now, we take trips around the area when we're on when we do this trip. What are some of the areas or things close by to you that we're going to see?
Well, first of all, Fermanagh has a great history of Christian original Christian sites.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even got a site, pre-Christian site, for you to visit two of them, which is on the north side of Loch Earn. There is a stone circle, for instance, and we hopefully will have a guide for them to explain the origins of the stone circle and the meaning of it. Then there's the Janus Stone, an amazing pre-Christian stone-carved figure. With all sorts of connotations and interesting theories of the reason for it. Then there's the Devonish Island. We're going to go on a cruise from Enniskillen to Devonish Island, an early, very early monastic site with a round tower and fascinating graves and a monastic site.
Wow.
And that'll be really something. And you go to it by boat. And that's going to be a great day.
Wow.
Then there's a visit to Balik Pottery. And that'll be in conjunction, I think, with the trip to the circles.
Yes, yes.
There's another day that the group go and have a visit to Baron's Court, the home of the Duke of Abercorn, a most wonderful house, the largest Georgian house in private hands in Ireland.
Wow.
And that'll be a fascinating tour for everyone, and he actually does the tour himself.
Wow. So we're going to go around and through the estate and tour it ourselves? Wow.
Through the actual house.
Wow.
There's another day we're having something very, very special for everyone, and that is the mummers. Now, probably you wouldn't know about the mummers in America or Canada, but the mummers are a very traditional Irish traditional dance and adoration towards the moons and the sun, and it's very much to do with the solstice and everything else. And they dress in straw hats, there's a connotation with the harvest with
this. Yes.
And it's absolutely fascinating and very, very old. And they're coming to perform for the group on one of the days, and there will be a bonfire as well.
Oh,
and that'll be fantastic.
Wow, I love bonfires. And you guys, as I recall, you don't have the same kind of as many bugs as we have in Canada.
As many, sorry?
Bugs. We have mosquitoes and black flies.
No, we don't. We have the odd midge, but in October you won't have any at all.
Yes, and so that sounds like a really cool show.
Yes, it's something absolutely different, and no one will have seen this before. There'll be an explanation to the whole meaning of the mummers and what the dance and the performance, their play that they do for you.
Wow.
It's absolutely fascinating.
And that'll be right on the at Belle Isle, will it?
Yes, they're going to perform for us actually quite close to the labyrinth.
Wow, and I think that's going to be one of the nice points about this trip is in that other years we held events and trips far away from where we stayed, and so there was a lot of traveling and on the bus, but it sounds like a lot of it this year is going to be right around where you are.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think the furthest you're going to go is about an hour's journey.
Oh, that's nothing. We've been other years where we've been like 3-4 hours to get to where we're going.
And there's other things to be doing. I mean, we have a cookery school, and any of the students who want to attend the cookery lesson, there is an opportunity to go and visit the cookery school for a couple of hours one morning.
I would like to participate as a sampler.
That's cheating. There's also there's wonderful fishing here. We have great pike fishing on Loch Earn, and October is a very good month for that. So if anyone wants to come and fish, there's no problem. There's a very small charge for a license, but that's about it.
Ooh, I love fishing.
But the history of Belle Isle goes back. I'm talking now again back in history. The first settlement on Belle Isle was in the 12th century.
Wow.
And there's an opportunity to go and see and be on the site going back at least to the 12th century, perhaps even a bit earlier, when the first settlers came to Belle Isle, because being on an island, it was protected from marauding tribes and cattle thieves and the Vikings, and that's why the settlers chose Belle Isle, because it was a natural fortification against these enemies. There's only one thing you can see at the still is the old rath where they kept the cattle, the stockade of the cattle at night, and you can still see the mounds where they were penned in. That's quite fun.
Wow, that's one thing that fascinates me about Ireland, because in Canada, you know, if something is old, it's maybe a few hundred years old. But in Ireland, I've seen already a number of BC hundreds of years and millions of years BC. Wow, when you're in the presence of something that old, that's pretty cool.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. And just the beauty of Ireland is what I'm always struck with. The greenery, the people, just a beautiful.
The 40 shades of green.
40 shades of green, and about 100 different varieties of sheep.
Now I can't wait to welcome everyone to Balliol. It's a very, very special place, and I think Judy has hit the nail on the head. It's going to be the best trip. I'm convinced of it.
And a lot of people that end up going on these trips end up going back to where we visit. I know when we went to Adair Manor, people made immediately plans to return with their family and their employees. And I'm sure from what Judy has said that this is people are going to want to come back.
Yeah. And we even have a desk in the drawing room of the castle that came from Adair Manor. It was bought by the Duke in the sale and belonged to the Dunraven family.
Oh, wow.
There you are. It's
now,
a small world.
Now, you had mentioned earlier you met one of my favorite people in the world, John Keane from Kerry Coaches. And,
lovely man.
John was our driver and tour guide for the last 2 years. And, boy, he's like a friend now. He's like a tourist attraction for Ireland. I know so much about it. And last year, one thing he made last year that he made a distinction because someone said, whenever you talk about the history of Ireland, you talk about the Catholics and the Protestants. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to start describing it as the areas that the people lived in and not so much the faiths. It just happened that that was the faith of the people who lived in those different areas.
Exactly.
And so that was a cool distinction to make for him that, you know, it wasn't really Protestants against Catholics. It was more north and south.
And he's absolutely right. It's easy for people who don't understand the situation in Ireland just to make the distinction Protestant Catholic, but it's much more complicated than that, and it's not Protestant Catholic. He's absolutely right. It is the area that you come from, and it very much is sort of north, south, east, and west, how Ireland, the history of Ireland, and how everyone conceives the perceives the idea of their history. It's so complicated. Even an Irishman gets muddled with it sometimes.
Now, last year I discovered there's an Irish whiskey, or what is it that's very popular? I forget the name of it now.
Jameson's, Paz, Bushmills.
Bushmills.
Well, Bushmills is the oldest distillery in Ireland, and that comes from Northern Ireland. And it's beside the Giant's Causeway.
Yes, and it's amazingly smooth.
Yes, but I have an even better whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Better?
Yes, the smoothest Irish whiskey that you can buy, and it's called Green Spot. And anyone who is a connoisseur of whiskies, I'd be delighted for them to try it, because once hooked, they're hooked for life.
Well, I will be one of the people trying that.
Ah, you're a whiskey man, are you, like myself?
Well, I love the Bushmills.
You wait till you try this other one.
And also, the hotel we were staying in last year, they offered Bushmills for breakfast. You could put it on your porridge.
With your porridge. Yes, we do that as well.
Very nice, very nice.
Yes, you can have whiskey with your porridge.
I developed a fondness for porridge because of that. It's and then, of course, I think this year as well, part of our trip is going to be to the Guinness factory.
Yes, you're starting off, I think in Dublin, you're starting off when you arrive in Dublin. One of your first visits will be to Guinness's. I'm part of the Guinness family, in fact, so it's close to my heart that you are going to Guinness.
Yes, it's close to my heart because I've drank it a few times and it's very good. One of the disappointing things was when I returned to Canada a few years ago after I went to the factory tour. They don't make it the same here in Canada. It doesn't taste the same.
Well, you know why.
Why?
Because it's two reasons. One is the water. The water for Guinness's in Dublin comes from a spring in County Kildare, and it's very, very pure. And secondly, the age of the brewery. If you remember, the brewery was founded in 1755.
Yes.
And it's the age of the brewery that makes the Guinness so good.
Ah, okay.
Ah, okay.
That's the two reasons.
One thing that fascinated me about that is the guy who originally bought it got like a thousand-year lease or something.
That's it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, one of the best buys you could find, because it's the biggest, second biggest brewery in size in Europe.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And there were plans that they were going to move the, because the site is so valuable, there were plans for them to move the site back to Leaslip. And in fact, on Desmond Guinness's estate. But due to the recession, one thing or another, I think those plans have dropped. But that's what was planned 2 years ago, I gather.
One of the cool things when I ordered a beer is, or anyone orders a beer there, is that they pour it with a shamrock at the top.
I think that is dreadful.
Dreadful?
Dreadful.
It must be hard to do.
It's very corny.
Yes.
And someone else's finger in my Guinness, I would object to.
Well, this is true. My wife's grandmother used to tell her you have to eat a pound of dirt before you die, so maybe that's...
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true.
And you have some amazing foods there. I remember we were at a little pub. I had the best clam chowder in my life.
Oh, right, right.
And so...
My wife is a great... Fiona is a great lover of chowder. It's not my most favorite, but she loves it.
Very good. Well, I'll be trying it when I get there. That's
okay.
For sure.
So we have a lot of things to try. We've got Guinness,
yes,
whiskey,
yes,
and chowder. A good combination.
Yes, I may not leave the estate for the whole week.
And we won't get rid of you.
Exactly. And now you got to meet Judy and Pat, and so you got a real feel for who these people are that are coming on the trip. Well, people come from all over the world for this leader certification trip.
So I gather.
And
that's what the lovely thing is about, because everyone comes from different backgrounds, and I think that's so interesting.
And that's what I love, is that I like the people as much as the tour, because you...
Yeah.
To experience all the different cultures from those people.
Yes, indeed.
And the Irish people are so friendly and hospitable.
Yeah.
So it's a great place for everyone to get to know each other.
Absolutely. The Irish are naturally terribly friendly. And that's what makes Ireland such a wonderful place for these tours.
Yes, I don't know how the culture is like that, but it is naturally friendly and warm, and everybody is very, very hospitable.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. What else can you tell us about the Belle Isle and the area? Some other things that may entice us to come back again and again?
Well, it's Fermanagh is very unspoiled. It's not. We have a population of about 60, just over 60,000 now. But it's very unspoiled part of the world, and very what I call undiscovered part of the world. I mean, yes, we've had our troubles, as everyone knows, in Northern Ireland. But it's left us almost a better place somehow or other, and is getting more and more popular from people who visit County Fermanagh, and the northwest of Ireland. Whenever most people who come to Ireland as a tourist will fly into Dublin, and the first thing they'll do is go south and go down to Kerry, or Galway. Now people are beginning to look towards the unspoiled part of Ireland, the northwest, and Fermanagh would be part of that. And the north of Ireland has seen great changes over the years, and the latest one, of course, the latest great investment has been the Titanic Centre.
Yes.
And I do believe that that's going to attract a lot of people now to the north of Ireland. It's the most wonderful investment. It's absolutely fantastic, beautifully done, fabulous building, and very, very worthwhile visiting. So that, I think, will attract people to the north. And hopefully when they get north, they'll come down and see us in County Fermanagh.
Yes, the Titanic was built in Ireland, wasn't it?
It was built in Harland and Wolff, yes, in Belfast. And as I say, in Belfast, it was fine when they left when it left Belfast.
But yeah, I heard of that museum or whatever it's called last year when we were there.
Yes.
We didn't see it, I don't think, but I heard it was going to be a big tourist attraction.
Well, it opened at the beginning, at the 31st of March, and since then they've had over 100,000 people through it.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's big. And they've got something like 35 cruise ships coming into Belfast this year, and they only had about 20 last year.
Wow.
So it is going to prove a success. I know it is.
Now tell me a little bit about the food at Belle Isle, because people love to eat.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots of options for people. I think, first of all, I mean, we're doing a certain amount of food in Belle Isle. We're doing breakfast every morning, and Cynthia, our cook, is looking forward to it all. If anyone goes hungry after breakfast, it'll be a miracle. She looks after everyone extremely well, including putting a little bit of Bushmills into the porridge.
Very good.
Well, that is optional. And then in the evenings, there's a dinner planned in the Watermill, which is the most fabulous restaurant locally. It's only about 20 minutes away on the lake, run by a Frenchman called Pascal. And that is, I know, going on one night. And then the coach is going into Enniskillen most nights, so people can choose where they want to eat in Enniskillen. And there's an assortment of all different types of cafes, restaurants, bars, you name it.
Wow. And now tell us about the accommodation. Are we all staying in the castle?
No, the castle can sleep 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got six doubles and two twins in the castle. But that will be where everyone meets, and that's where the lectures will take place.
Okay.
And that's where the meals will be. And that will be the sort of the center for everyone.
Okay.
But then right beside it, about 100 yards from it, we start with the apartments, the coach house. There are two apartments in the coach house,
mm-hmm.
but they're all self-contained. So if people want to buy a little bit of tea or coffee or even snacks, they can quietly go off, sneak off and brew up for whatever they want.
Oh.
And then we have the courtyard, which has got eight apartments, one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedroom apartments. And then finally, there are three cottages, the Wall Garden Cottage, Cathcart's Lodge, and the Bridge House down by the bridge.
Wow, I'm going to be staying in the courtyard.
Are you? Have you booked your apartment yet?
Pat arranged that. With the physical challenges I have, she felt that the courtyard would be maybe, I think,
would
less
be the
stairs,
best.
Less walking, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
And those are what, apartments? Or
those are apartments, yes.
Oh, wow.
The courtyard used to be the old farmyard, where the cows were milked by hand. It was an Ayrshire herd, and they were milked by hand in the last century, in the turn of the century. And then the coach house was where the visiting coachmen slept, and the coaches and horses were kept when the bosses were hobnobbing it up in the castle. And then the cottages were usually used by the workmen. The wall garden cottage was occupied by the head gardener, because there's a big wall garden at Belle Isle, and that's the most lovely place to come to, because it's closed off, enclosed in a wall, and it's a very peaceful place, and it's a place where I go every evening to do my gardening and get away from the telephone, and it's the most wonderful therapeutic place for me to go. And then there are two houses down by the bridge. One of the houses has a ghost.
Oh.
But a very friendly ghost, a female, and she likes television, and she turns on the television now and again, and if there's anyone in the house, people have heard a knock on the door, not very often, but have heard a knock on the door, but she's very friendly, and that's the house where the ferryman lived, and his job in the old days before the bridge was to ferry people across by boat before the bridge was built.
Do we know who the ghost is?
She's a female, and I'm not quite sure what her name is, but some people seem to know her. I haven't seen her for a bit because we renovated the house fairly recently, and she hasn't been seen since the renovations. So I hope it hasn't put her off.
No, no. She seems to have made herself at home there for a while.
Exactly.
And you've messed up her home. Well, Charles, I'm so thankful that we could talk to you. I'm really looking forward to this trip. And anybody.
Well, we're all at Belle Isle looking very much forward to greeting you all and welcoming you all to Belle Isle on the, I think it's the 29th of October.
We leave on the 28th.
Yeah, and you arrive, hopefully, at Belle Isle. I'll be waiting for you on Monday, the 29th of October, sometime in the afternoon.
And I just have to trust Judy Williamson, which I do. She's been raving about this trip, raving about working with you and Belle Isle. And having done this for the third year now in Ireland, they figured out all the things that are make the trip tough, like a lot of traveling and that, and they've really solve those things. We have a beautiful place to stay. And she said it's a real mastermind group working with you, and it's going to be our best trip ever.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you've got the best coach driver in Ireland in the form of John Keane.
Oh, exactly. I can't wait to see him. Last year he bought me a shillelagh because I was having troubles with my hip, and he went out and found a beautiful one for me.
Oh, wonderful.
So, well, thank you so much, Charles, for your
That's all, Tom. Great pleasure in talking to you.
We will see you soon.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye now.